Here you go. John Heyman.
Yeah.
Did have the Red Sox meeting with Juan Soto, if you care about that reporting.
No,
Keith, I know you don't.
Fake news.
So that was last night, and there was a lot of blowback to that reporting. However, today,
okay.
Jeff Passan, you like his reporting?
Sure.
What's the
I don't know.
What's the holdup there? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the holdup? You don't like Jim Bowden. You don't like John Heyman. Who do you like in baseball? Whose reporting would you trust?
Little Kenny Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal says the Red Sox are in. You're going to buy it?
Yeah, Little Kenny says that. I think so.
Little Kenny.
Put him in your pocket if you wanted to. Walk him around, a little bow tie on. He's a little guy.
He's like Little Penny. Little Kenny. Yeah, perfect. So
he should go as like a ventriloquist dummy every Halloween. It'd be like the best costume. Sit in your lap. Do a little baseball news.
So Jeff Passan, Keefe, on top of John Heyman, says another team with Soto at the top of its want list. Not wish list, want list.
Want list.
The Boston Red Sox. They've also had a meeting on the books with Soto this week, along with the other teams. And like the Blue Jays, their aggressiveness extends into the starting pitching market as well. So they want starting pitchers.
Got it.
Soto is at the top of their want list.
Okay.
You buying this?
No. No, I'm not.
Why?
There's zero chance they're going to sign Juan Soto.
Are you buying it
anymore? Put me on the record.
Are you buying it any more than the John Heyman report?
Yeah,
I guess.
Like,
you're a little more likely to believe Jeff Passan,
well,
at least?
Right, because John Heyman clearly is
just Boris trying to pump up his market.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Add more teams to the pile.
Yeah.
The team said, the Red Sox are interested. They might not be as following as closely as we are. And
John Heyman
had two
mystery teams now for Soto. So you know, I mean,
two mystery teams.
You know that's Boris. I'm more inclined to believe Jeff Passan. I still can't let my heart go there that they're finally going to spend on Juan Soto.
They're not. So don't worry about your heart going there. They're not going to spend on Juan Soto.
I should be worried about my heart, but okay.
So do you think they're going to meet with him to sort of say, well, we were interested because they've done that.
Burn some cash.
They've done that with everybody else.
Yeah. It could be that.
Because, like, you don't have to spend a dime to meet with the guy.
Nope.
So they can say, hey, optics-wise, we met with them, but, oh, man, the Yankees offered just $500 million. We were close. We're not going to tell you the number, but we were close.
Let me say this. The fact they're even taking a meeting to me is promising because they're at least worried about
you are taking the cheese. That is a sucker's
They're at least worried about the optics. My bigger fear is they're not even worried about the optics. They're just like, nope, not doing it. Don't care. Don't care about you enough to even play the game. They at least care enough. And I was skeptical of this.
But this is more...
They at least care enough to play the game. Did they take a meeting with Ohtani last year?
No.
I don't think so.
The Blue Jays did like three times.
Okay.
Right?
So
they were tracking somebody's private jet. It wasn't Ohtani.
Look, this is a slight bit of pressure. It doesn't mean they're going to land him.
No, they're not.
And I'm not taking the cheese that they're going to land him. But they at least care enough about optics to go through the motions to sit for a meeting with Juan Soto.
Too take.
I don't think they've taken meetings with anybody lately.
I think they're
Who were they taking meetings with?
Teoscar Hernandez last year.
I don't even think they were taking meetings
Seth
with people.
Seth Lugo.
So they at least care enough about the optics to take a meeting?
No, but they were interested
That's
in a lot
progress.
Of guys. They've been interested in a lot of guys. Some of it is with meetings. Remember Jose Abreu, which ended up looking like they dodged a bullet there because he ended up just falling off a cliff. But they were like, oh, we're so close. They were one of four teams interested in a lot of guys. They weren't all A-list guys like Juan Soto. But that's almost even more embarrassing when you lose out on the Seth Lugos of the world to mid-market teams. The Juan Soto thing, like, I just don't see them realistically being in on this guy. Maybe they just want to be like, I think maybe they do care a little bit about how they're getting ripped. It's why they signed Devers. If they weren't so publicly ripped about getting rid of Mookie Betts, not re-signing Xander Bogaerts, they probably would have been like, screw it. Let's just get more young guys.
It just tells me they still care a teeny, teeny, tiny bit. A teeny, tiny bit. It's real small. It's not a lot.
Is this Breslow convincing him? Is this Theo who has some sort of role with the team?
Good question.
Is it one of those guys being like, hey, we got to at least talk to these guys and, you know, maybe that. But I don't think Red Sox fans are that dumb. I think Red Sox fans know it's not happening. You think they are. I don't think they are.
Well,
nobody really believes they're going to sign Juan Soto, do they? If you think they're signing Juan Soto, I'm all ears as to why now they're going to sign Juan Soto.
Now, multiple reports, one from the agent's side, we're guessing one from the team side.
Jeff Passan.
That says they're in on Juan Soto, they're going to take a meeting. Again, I don't expect them to land.
Remember when he got hacked by Bitcoin?
I do. I thought this is what I thought. I thought they cared so little they didn't even care about the optics. They at least care about the optics, which tells you on some level they're worried about losing you. That's actually a promising little development.
Okay.
They're worried about losing the fan base on some level. that they're at least going to go through the motions and take the meeting. That might not be much these days, but there isn't much to glom onto with the Red Sox. That's something. I don't think they're going to land him either. I will say, Keith, if you read the full pass and preview, and I did.
Okay.
And by read the full thing, I mean control F Red Sox, control F Boston. So I could go through and see who they were linked to. They were linked to Fried in there. They were linked to Sasaki
in there. Max Fried. I don't know enough about Sasaki, but I'll take Max Fried.
The more I think about it, Sasaki might be the kind of guy they're in on. He's going to be a bargain.
Okay.
So I have no idea if
he
can play.
Really good.
Yeah, they might really be in on him.
But
you have to sell him on Boston, but he's not going to cost you a crap ton of money, so maybe.
2 weeks ago, Alex Speer did a Reddit AMA, they were like, what do you think they're going to do in free agency? And he's like, I think they're going to spend like $100 million.
Yeah.
That would be two seasons of Juan Soto. Juan Soto
That's not a bad deal, though. Juan Soto, 2 years, $100 million. Take it.
Would you pay Juan Soto $650 million?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
They wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet with him, and he's going to be like, guys, I want a ton of money. And they're like, how much? And he's like, $650. How about $300?
Is it crazy for them to offer him 2 years, $100 million? Like, is that just insulting? He's like, guys, I'm going to get a 13-year offer. Like, what are you doing?
If he was coming off an injury, or if he was older,
one year, $100 million.
Yeah. What do you think? Highest paid guy for 1 year? Huh? And then he's like, and then what?
Yeah.
Free agent again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, you're back out
there. Do you want it?
You can do it again.
Even if they meet with him, I think it's only for optics, which I guess to your point maybe is better than like ignoring it altogether. But I bet they don't even offer him. I bet they don't even give him an offer.
Yeah. You got to follow through and at least make like a fake offer.
Because their best offer will probably be half of what he gets.
True.
Maybe less.
It might.
He might get $600 million.
Oh, he's
650.
I think he's going to get north of six.
So if he gets 13 years, $50 million per year, that's 650.
Yeah,
they come in with like, we'll give you $200 million. He's like, excuse me,
low years, high AAV. Yeah. You got to at least offer that. You got to do
Derek,
that.
Derek, do you want to play with Jaren Duran?
Your plan, Keith, though. Your plan last week when we talked about this. You don't think they're going to get Soto?
No,
both of us will play
Judge
on that.
And Soto.
But what's a plan? That was our 2-point plan. Yeah. Sign Soto.
No, this would be a wild success.
Yankees fans turn on Aaron Judge. You get them both. You want a big ticket pitcher and a big ticket hitter. You want one of each.
I want two guys that you're like, they should be all-stars.
Fried,
like,
Alonso.
Yep.
You know,
trade for Vlad Guerrero.
Crochet and Vladdy. I know those are
Corbin
both trades.
Burns.
But like, yes, right.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Burns or Fried from the pitching free agents. Trade for one of the Mariners guys. And then with the bats, either trade for Guerrero, Juan Soto. Yeah, Pete Alonso, like one of those guys. Yeah,
Will Adames do it for you?
Would not do it
for
me.
That doesn't do it for me either.
No. And I think there's a way, too, based on what is available.
Oh, Bregman? I like the Bregman idea. I don't know what you do. Like, you play him at third, and then you move Devers somewhere. But I like the Bregman idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get him, but I would be pumped about Bregman.
I wonder, so then, not that this isn't a problem they can't overcome, but does Devers DH then?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's probably what he does.
What do you do with Masataka Yoshida?
That's what Devers is. Devers is a DH, so you might as well play him where he belongs. You might actually get some real production out of him.
But they could probably take two of, like, a prospect or two that they really like, trade those guys, get a stud in return, and then sign one stud. So you don't have to sign two crazy contracts. Sign one crazy contract, bring in another, and then, you know, you might have to tweak that contract, I suppose, but maybe not right away. It's their form. Like, there are plenty of names out there where they can have a successful offseason. I just don't trust it.
So, are you buying the Juan Soto reports? It's not just John Heyman. It's also Jeff Passan now. They're going to meet with him. Will they actually make an offer? We'll see.